going to be doing the Megillah Stanis. As I mentioned to you yesterday, there's a fantastic difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that Megillah Stanis is a Tanis Sugya. The Yerushalmi holds Megillah Stanis is a Megillah Sugya. So all of the dinim of Megillah Stanis and the Yerushalmi himself is Megillah. All the dinim of Megillah Stanis and the Bavli are in Tanis. Very good. All types of massive implications to that. But looking now on Daf Vav Amud Beis in your favorite Yerushalmi, we get to the Gemara that we completed yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Shalach Rabbi Shaya Rabba. Got that? Okay.
So
you got to look, man. Vav Amud Beis.
Okay.
They're not all laid out the same, are they?
No, they're not, but this the standard right above the Mishnah, a few lines above the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Shalach L'Rabbi Hoshaya Rabba Choda Atan V'chad Login Dechama. So he sent him the side of a, we had in the Bavli, Iglat Yilsa, and a barrel of wine. V'yom Alei, you don't have it? Above Halacha Chet. Above Halacha Chet. Hey. Yeah. This is the exact opposite of the Girsa in the Bavli. So this is the point. This you call Shalach Monis? What a crummy Shalach Monis for a guy who's got as much money as you have. I assume that you're sending this Matanis Levyanim to throw me a dime. How about a nice Shalach Monis? So then Chazar for Shalach Lechad Egel. So he sent him a whole egel. Next time. The other gears that we had also was a Sholosh Garbi Dechamra. That's what Ravino Hanano brought the Bible. But here it's Chad Garbi Dechamra. Sholach, then he sent back to him. He said, okay, now, Kiyam Tabon Mishloach Manas Nishlore. He said, okay, at last you became your mitzvah. That's a Enochinami. This is brought by the Prima Gaudim. So, yeah, you send us a junkie Shalach Manas. According to this, you wouldn't be Makayim Shalach Manas.
Candy bars and all that jazz.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't be
Makayim. Unless you buy candy bars. What if one likes candy?
No, that's what it's the chashivas of what one sends. However, if you want.
Chashivas of the person who's receiving or the person who's sending?
Sending.
Because he's not getting a good feeling from that.
Yeah, but the whole idea is to increase the dagger of shalom. It's not the din of giving to the poor. So he's saying, so you're sending me something you hold for me, this is enough. So what are you giving to the poor? You're not sharing with me the sense of the Gishmak of Purim, but by you this is nothing special. So he's bondish tiny. He's not kidding around. It wasn't in time a nasty comment. He's saying, if you're thinking about it this way, you're learning that Mishloach Mona is a type of Matanis Levyanim, which it's not. It's a sharing. So what are you giving me something that you wouldn't be chashiv? That's not called shiur.
So this is bro lava.
Yeah, but I mean we don't pass the like. I mean it's chassidus.
By the giver, it's not viewed as, or by the receiver.
In other words, you're looking at me as a nevel. Yeah. So you want to give me something? So that's matonis v'yainim. If your kavon is matonis v'yainim, okay, I understand. I mean, of course, it's also shtuch, you know, but it's halakhic shtuch. It's a brisker shtuch, not stammer shtuch.
But if the giver...
And your commander see this. Oh! This is al-sadin from Matanis of Yain. The commander hear the tone. It's amazing.
But if the giver is...
It's so contemporary.
If the giver means to share, and is extending it, but this is the best he can do.
No, of course. The question is, it has to be something that he would look at as well. Okay, that was the mice when Abaye was making fun of Rava in the Bavli. Once a farmer, always a farmer. You're giving him junk. You're a rich guy now. It's time to move up in the world. You're not rich. Time to move up. Hey, this is Richie. Once a farmer, always a farmer. That's amazing. It's a real psychology. Well, I'm going to spend so much money on a car. What, are you crazy? I'll drive a horse and buggy. That's what they did in the Bronx. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly that Gemara. Tony, b'mokam, here the correct verse is b'mokam shenistaknim. If it's a place where you can come into a sakona, so then we said, okay, the corner of Yadal. We said that if there's an element of sakana, we spoke about the spirits of the Bavli also a little bit earlier, so then we don't do the knisa, because that's ma'ir the goyim. So we don't do a separate, because there's too much asik in this Purim jazz. We're going to have it another day, they're going to be fine. So then they read on the 14th, says, Yossi, boy, what are you talking about? Understand. If there's the slightest chash of sakana, what's the inyan not to be mavato mikra megillah? I mean, you're telling me that we have to be medayikin. Shouldn't be too much Purim. If you're worried about the goyim, there shouldn't be any Purim. Either, I mean, you can't judge the risks of sakana that what the 14th or 15th, that they'll tolerate, but they won't tolerate having 2 days. I mean, if there's going to be a pogrom, maybe it'll be a pogrom one day. It's better not to read at all, if that's the case. Halacha hey, koruot ha-migilah ba'adar ha-rishon v'didabra ha-shana, korinu ta ba'adar ha-sheni, ein bein adar ha-rishon ad ha-sheni, ala mikro legimel ha-tanis la-vyoin. Now, the Gemara here makes the assumption is the exact opposite of the Rosh's pshat in the Mishnah and the Bible. Says the Gemara, masnisa kishe'iru v'acharkach koruot ha. The Mishnah is only talking about a case where they had already been ma'aber the Shana when he read it. But if he read it, and it was really the only Adar so far, and then they went ahead, v'achar kach ibru, lo b'da, that can't be the case that we're saying is no good, because when he read it, he was Yotzi. Instead, how can you retroactively say that an act that was done as a mitzvah and had all the dinner in the mitzvah, all of a sudden becomes unmitzvah? How is that possible?
At Chag, in Chutzlaras, if they would come after, they would come.
That's because it really wasn't.
No, before the Takana.
What do you mean?
Say, just because it turns out that it's not.
No, but it was then. There, you didn't know when Rosh Chodesh is. So you made an assumption. Over here, it really is Adar. There is no other Adar. When ex post facto, it turns out there's another Adar, how does that redefine the previous Adar? It's not a mistake. It's only a mistake if Lamaisa this wasn't Adar because I was already Ma'ar by the Shana. Now, the Grush's chat, if you remember, was exactly the opposite. The only time that we're saying that this is a case where you would even have to consider whether there's a chiyav and adar rishon is bedavka when it was adar. But if it wasn't adar, there's b'chol nothing to discuss. Of course you're not yotzi, because then it's really shvat. It's like shvat beis instead of adar rishon. What's dafka mina? Who gives it the name adar? The only thing that made it the name of adar is the fact that it once was taka adar. If you have a calendar, it was never adar. So that's just nomenclature. You want to call it adar rishon? So call it shvat beis. we would die contagious that he held like that, at least the Gabi, the Arba Parshas and so on. Anyway, but the Gemara Lamaisa throws this out. Says the Gemara, well, it's nice pshat, except for the problem of Matznisa lo Amru Kain. I mean, you know, just ignores the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah says, Kor Uyat HaMegillah, I mean, the whole mashmos of the Mishnah. Kor Uyat HaMegillah Ba'adar Rishon, V'nis Abra HaShana, Kor Uyat HaBa'adar Sheni, no. It says, V'nisabra Hashana. Well, take a look at the order. So I understand how you're saying this. So it says, V'nisabra Hashana, meaning after Kriyas HaMegillah. On the 14th, it says, nonetheless, you have to read it on the second Adar. There you go. Rabbi Simon ben Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he learns out from the Pasuk that you are going to be Kere in Adar Sheni, where Achakach Nisabra Hashana, which we discussed in the Bav. That's the word of Hasheni. What's the second one? Since it says Shenit, it's telling me the second reading, not the second Adar. That's the try. You read it once, and it was a good reading, because it wasn't yet the Sabra Hashana. Well, time for your second reading of the Megillah. It's a different way of looking at the... At the Hasheni, it's time to read the Megillah again. That's the pshat. Okay. Otherwise, what do I need a pasuk for? If it wasn't Adar, I don't need a pasuk. That's about the Shenis. Okay. So now we see that in Hanami, you're not Yotzei Berisha. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rishpo bar Rabbi Yitzchak learns it out from Akshay Neets, but he learns that, well, the other drush that we said in the Bavli. Ma asu Mordechai ve'Esther, where it says in the Kashik, Yama Leah Mordechai Yudi ve'Esther Malka. It says the way they were Mekayim, so they now were Mekabel on themselves what they were Mekayim. So when were they Mekayim and the others weren't Mekayim? I mean, there seems to be a period over here in which Kasher Asu Mordechai Yudi ve'Esther Malka for themselves. So they had a special halacha. So in other words, there must have been a separate Purim before that. It's the same thing. Ma'amar Esther Kiyam. What was the Ma'amar Esther? So she, Kosri Geret V'Shochel Rabotenu, Shken Amru Lehem, Mekablim Atem Aleichem Shnei Yamim Alolu B'chol Shana V'Shana. So I, this is the way I'm doing it. I want to know, you guys ready to Mekayim? Amru Lehem Zerachonim said back to them, what are you, crazy? Lo dayinu atzarot abahot alayinu. Well, we don't have enough problems with the goyim already with pogroms. Without Purim, that's all we need is start dancing around that we kill their people. But you want to make now Haman should be a permanent problem. That's like these people who have their Holocaust museums to give everybody good ideas. Well, it wasn't bad enough we had it once. Now you got some Meshuggah on Iran to get up. Taka, the world thinks it's a great thing anyway. Well, we do it again.
Never happened. Let's do it again.
So,
never happened, but a great idea.
Okay. So why would you want to do that?
There's no business. Like
so therefore, Chazu v'katfu lehem. So now Mordechai and Esther send back. Now, Igeret sends back to them. Igeret Shnia, a second letter. And that's the second letter that says, L'kayem aleyem et Igeret ha-purim hazot ha-shenit. And what did it say that was so persuasive that they accepted it? Ma ha-yakatuv ba. What did they write in the second letter? Amru lahem, im yidaber zeh atem mityarim, harei ketuva u'ma'aleh ba'archiyam. If you're worried about this, what are you going to do about it? This is already on the internet. Everybody's going to know about this. It's already in the archives, the Archeon, right? It's already archived on Google. But what good is it? Aloim ketuvim al sifrei divrei hayamim l'malchim adai v'paraz. Therefore, you can't worry about this. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonis and 85 zekenim u'mehem 30 v'kama nevi'im ayu mitzta'arin al hadavar hazeh. There were so many Esed in the Anshei Knesset HaGedola with nevi'im with such a tzar whether to how do we darshan with the Ketavti Lach Shlishim like we see in the Bavli. Is it mutter? Is it also? What's the pshat of zikurah in Basefer? And you're not allowed to write more, and they were afraid that it's going to be, now you're going to be over on Baal Tesef, and people will take it as part of the, as the dinim of, like a diaraisa. So, Amru, they said, Tziv Eila HaMitzvah, Tziv Tziva HaShem Es Moshe, Eilu HaMitzvot, Shnitz Tavinu Mipi Moshe, V'kach Omar Lona Moshe, Ein Avi Acheratid, L'chadesh Lachem Davar Miata. You're not allowed to add anything. In the Bible, just Meramis to this. Because that's why we got into the sugya of Mansapach. Immediately after, this is what's the connection? We explained in the Bible. What's the connection? Mansapach. We're throwing in Mansapach. Because that's the pshat. Mansapach leads into this whole question. So that's supposed to be more you. So what's the Megillah? Bible speaks up the Pharisees. This is a tremendous problem. If a Novi can't be Mechadish Adobas, how can we be Mechadish Yontif for Kol Yisrael? Doesn't make sense. Mordechai v'Esther, Mevakshi, Mechadish L'Adobas, this turned out to be Kvira. It's no good. Look, they felt a tremendous achrayus, tremendous machlokas, and they didn't want to break up. They wanted to come to a vote and to a psak. Ache heir hakadosh baruch hu es inayim. Kadosh baruch hu gave them a gilui, umatzu ta ktuva b'torah u'benevim u'ktuvim. They found in esmachta that they should do this from Ternavim and Ksuvim. Hodel dichsiv, vayomer Hashem al Moshe, ktov zos zikaron b'sefer, zos Torah, k'mod ha'tema, v'zos ha'Torah shesam Moshe, as you see b'feresh, that's a remnant to all the things written in the Torah. So that means that it's including both b'shalach and kitetze, because it's v'zos ha'Torah. So you don't have a right to distinguish between the Mishnah Torah and the Parsha in Shmos. It's basically all included in the word v'zos. Zikorain Elanavir, that's for Shmuel. And it says, Vayikatev Zot Zikaron, Sefer HaZikaron Lefanav, Lir Eyashem. So you see that Malach Sefer is called a Zikoron, which is a raya that Zikoron, where Zos is a definition of Torah, I've seen it, Zikoron is the remozim to remind us, because another can't be Mechadish, so to remind us, that's called the Renevim. V'haraya Malach refers to Sefer Zikar. It's amazing how much more you see. You want to go, V'asep Eskan, K'sav Zoy Zikar. So I'm not sure to talk to Zaynik without having seen the Yerushalmi. So it must be Zoy, says the Zoy Sefer. Yeah, Zechap. But to see that, to get it, no? Yerushalmi says it open. The Zoy Sefer. Zikar is from Malach. V'yikatev Sefer Zikar.
Maybe the Marshal didn't
see this? Maybe he did. I mean, actually, puts it in his pirish. I mean, it could be he did. But listen, it's hard to remember Kol HaTorah Kula at all times. You know, I mean,
let me ask, are we saying that Purim is going to be a keim of the deraisa of Sechiras HaMolek, or just...
This is a big sugya, but we can't discuss it in Yerushalmi, but we're Bezat Hashem, you're staying right here. Right?
No.
It's a great decision. We were really excited about it. And as a matter of fact, I called Yisrael to tell him about your new decision. He was so excited, he's thinking of the coming before Jerusalem. Okay, so that's Zikaron. But Sefer, Eluk Sudan. How do we see that it's Sefer? In the Megillah itself, it says, Umamar Esther Kiyam, it's the very proverb of Nikto, but Sefer. So you see that we're referring to Ksuvim as Basefer. So if that's the case, it's not considered to be Baltesi, because the Torah already gave us a makom. So Rav, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yonis, and Bar Kappor, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, they all say, HaMegillah HaZeis Nemer L'Mesh Misinai, Parshas HaMolek. We're talking already about the Uraisa. Huh? So when Moshe Rabbeinu was given over Parshas HaMolek, the mitzvah of Kriyas, if you really want to worry about Baltais, if you worry about the Yerushalmi, Nu Mela, say of a minute Yisrael, where they were Misakin for Yisrael, but Yerushalmi's not. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu knew about this. This is like the Yanavir Esregim to the Chabad. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Kachlech and Pri Eitz Adar, he was told Balpeh Miyanov. Speaking about Baltais. They might be saying this. They might be saying this. Okay, so at this point, there was a mitzvah that was given to Moshe Baal Peh to read Megillah's Esther. Elishain looked at Melukha B'Torah. What do you want? The Torah should spell out Esther before it happened. I mean, I know. So basically, it's not chronological. The Torah doesn't do things only in chronological order. So, okay, so we had over there. So it's written all the way to the end. But the truth is, it really came at the beginning. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it even before the Bechemes HaMalek of Shmuel and so on. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they argue on this. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, Anivim, Viktuvim, Atidim Libatel. There's no way that these things have any serious permanent mamah, because Nevi'im and Ksuvim are basically just additions to remind us of things that are already in the Torah. Mi'ika mili v'ktive, that it's not merumis b'arayis, there's no such thing. So once a person is in a matzav of das, where you kulam yedu es Hashem, and the das is b'yam al yam b'chasim, what do you need the Nevi'im and Ksuvim for? So that everything is merumis in the Torah. So that's asidim libato. Chamisha sifrei Torah, inam asidim libato. My time, it says, Kol Gadol v'lo yasaf. So it says over there, lo yasaf, the Targum of lo yasaf is lo pasak. Same with a question by Yehuda. Lo pasak. So that means that there's always the call from Har Sinai, that's what we talk about, the Basko v'Har Sinai. Kol yom v'yom, Basko yotzei v'Har Sinai, because it's lo pasak. Whereas Reb Shim ben Lakish says, same thing is true of Megillah's Esther, that Kriyas HaMegillah is also not going to become bato. And halachas, of course, meaning Teresh Bapeh, Einan Asidin Libato, because Nemar Kan Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf by Kabbalah Zatera, and in Megillah Esther, it also says it, Zichram Lo Yasuf, same Lashon Bal. So Zichram Lo Yasuf Bizaram, it will always be, and halachas, how do I know will never be Bato? Because it says Halichas Eilam Lo, Al Tikre Halichas, Halachas, the halachas are forever. Reb Levi b'shem Rish Lakish learns it out from. He says, "Tzof Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shalman Arosh Asi Lishkol Kaspa Yisrael." Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew in advance. That we see clearly that there was definitely hityachasut to the story of Haman during the time of Kabbalah Zatera, because during that time we find that Haman Arosh was Asi Lishkol Kaspa Yisrael. It's a meyudik agrah that works out the precise number of shkolim, and the shkolim at that time is equal exactly to the shekel hamidbar, to the shekel.
The time of
Haman and Esther. That's unbelievable. So he knew that Haman Arosh was going to be shekel the aseres alafim shekelizav. So he said. And he said, Mutav, HaKadosh Baruch said, Mutav, Sheyaktim, Kasban, Shalbonai, better I should give them Marks a shekel now, LeKaspon, Shalotor Rasha, LeFichach, Magdim, and Bekorma Parsha Shkolim. But that's the real reason for reading Parsha Shkolim before Purim. Because even though Lemaisa, we only use the Shkolim in Nisan, which is the Truma Chadosha, but we want the Kriya to be the equivalent of the Shikle, Kedeket the Shikle Yama, and then they should come before, just like in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, the Shikle HaMidbar came before Shikle Haman. Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Loza says, what's the reason that the Mishnah says that you have to be Kuren Ba'ar Sheni? It's from B'chol Shana B'Shana. Hiki Shana Shemi Uberes, L'Shana She'enem Uberes. Ma Shana She'enem Uberes. It's always Adar HaSomach L'Nisan. Av Shana She'enem Uberes is also Adar HaSomach L'Nisan. Okay? Taken for granted why it would be Adar HaSomach L'Nisan. Om Rabbi Chalvo, I'll tell you why. Why is he saying it? But they listen to Gula L'Gula, as it says in the Bavli. He's taking for granted that there's a relationship with the two Gula's. Reb Levi B'Shem Reb Chava Bar Chanina was brilliant explanation. Nobody thought of this one. It's because the year of Purim was a Shana Muberes, and it took place in Adar. It's amazing. All different way of looking at it. What do you got a dash about? That was the incarnates. This is the Reb Levi. Reb Levi quoting Reb Chava Bar Chanina. Ota Shana Ita Muberes. I'll bring you a riot from Sana, just pulling us out of the hat. Ma taima, where do I see it? Miyom liyom, umi chodesh lechodesh, shnei masar, hu chodesh adar. Why do you say mi chodesh lechodesh? Because there were two chodesh adars that year. So it was taken by the first chodesh, lechodesh. That is great.
That would really mess up Amman even more if it was adar, you know, because...
It would mess up who?
If it was Dafka to Adar, you know, it would be like Dafka to Adar. Oh, wait,
Shaykh Adar. Wait, so let me ask you then. So, and how about in a year? So, how do you look at it? When you make an Ibur Shana, which one is the added month? Is it the first Adar that's added? Or is it the second one that's added? Is it Adar Arishan Tosefet? Adar Hasheni Tosefet? What is that, a Zen question? Who cares? It's the Gemara, not the name. I understand, but it's a theoretical question. Which one is the Tosefet? What do you mean? You want to hear the sound of one hand clapping? Is that what you're asking? which other is clapping? Who cares? Mabi Naim. It's Nafkamina. Says the Rishon Bar of Yitzchak. What is it? Big Nafkamina. Ika Binayu Shnei Kifsei. You have to determine the years. How old is a Kevitz? You're going to be makriv now, keves ben shnasei, has to be ben shnasei. What's ben shnasei? That's not an afkamina. So are they cherim nolad b'chamishasar ba'adar b'shana she'en amul birth? If it was a normal birth on the 15th of Adar, there's only one Adar. Now, the next year is the shana amul birth. V'nichlas the shana, which is amul birth. So now there's not a rishon. Itaim Adar rishon tasefet. So shana ruchayi. How are you going to look at it? If Adar Rishon is an addition, so it's basically Shvat 2, part of the other year. So, okay, so then you have a longer year. I've added to the year. So now I have Shana Ruchai. It's just a longer year than a normal year. So it's still in its first year. So now it's kosher as a Keves Ben Shnasa. But if you're going to tell me in Tema Adar Sheni Tosefet, it already finished Adar. Now we're adding another month. You want to call it Adar Sheni? I don't care what you call it. You can call it March, as far as I'm concerned. But the bottom line is, it was already, so Eino Ela HaChamishah Sabad HaRishon. According to that, it would already not be Ben Shinasai once it's at its birthday and not Arisha, because that's the year. What do you tell me? This is theoretical. Omer Rabbi, but Barnagri Mats Nisa Omar Kenner Ad Arisha Tosefes. I tiny can make a deek from our Mishnah that actually it's a longer year and that it won't be called the Keves Ben Shinasai until the second Adar. What's my right? The Tanin and Tamar, take a look in Idyas. It says, Hein He Ido, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Pius, over there were made, Shema Abrin et Hashana Kol Ada. Until the very last day of Adar Arisha, you can still be Ma'aber the Shana. Shahayo Amrim Ada Purim. Before this Edas, so the commonly people assumed that Mezdin only has a right to be Ma'aber until Purim, because that's basically 30 days before Pesach, so we have the whole problem identifying Pesach from Purim, Shloshim Yom Kodem Lechag. If you're going to now go ahead and be Ma'aber, people say, wow, so Shloshim Kodem Lechag, they're going to end up now being Mezalzel on Chometz. They'll say, that Besdin doesn't, Bechlal doesn't know what they're doing. Sometimes they make a mistake. Okay, whatever, there's different shot of what the problem might be. So they came along in the Hemehi Idu, Shema Abrim et Hashana, that Al Tanai. Let's say the Nasi isn't there, and you need to have the Nasi's. The Nasi has to be present in a Ibur Shana. Suppose the Nasi is not there. So they were made, the Nasi doesn't have to be there at the time. They can be Ma'abr et Hashana on condition that the Nasi will be Misratza, and then it's retroactively considered to be a kosher. Now, let me ask you. So then, lo kiem al shata uma amrla. So now it turns out the last day of Adar Arisha, if the year was already finished, which is you're telling me if it. So how now can you be mosif an additional month? So therefore, it must be that the ikur of Adar is indeed Adar Sheni. In other words, it's not considered that the year was finished. I've decided I haven't finished the year. That's the point. So, therefore, I can now be Ma'aber the Shana, because I'm looking at the year as having now an extra month. So we still have time to finish the year. But if you tell me the year finishes already in Nisan, and now this Adar is basically the replacement of Nisan, it's not this year's Adar, how can I add to the year once I finish the year? Since the last day of Adar, the year's over. No? Now you want to tell me, you want to insert a month for what, the next year? I mean, that's next year's problem, not this year's. Okay, I see we're losing our audience. All right. Yeah, it's a little longer than usual, but it was fun. I raised the question yesterday, which sounded like a Zen question, about whether the first Adar is it the addition, or is the second Adar that's the addition. Right? We ended up finding that there's an actually fascinating enough giving a lot of talk in determining what a Keves Ben Shnato is. Because if the year, actually, the first Adar is now added to the year, so then there's an extra month in that year, in which case it's still Ben Shnasai. But if the year is over, now we're throwing in another month, that doesn't change the birthday of the Keves. Then the Keves would be already past Ben Shnasai. Okay, so that's what we got up to yesterday. And we brought a raya. The last words we read, from what I remember, are that Hein Eidu Shema'aber Matashana. That over there it says that you can be Ma'aber Tashana all the way to Al Tanai. First of all, you can do it Al Tanai if the Nasi is not there, and also that you can go all the way Kol Adar. They said. Right, so we brought a raya from there. That Hada Amra, that proves, it's right at the beginning of the daf, that proves that Adar Arishon must be indeed added to the year, because if Adar Hasheni is added to the year, so then it's no longer the year. How can you add to the year if the year is already over, if Adar was completed? Mar Ukva, Ashkach Trein Igri. Now Mar Ukva found two interesting letters about the way these were letters that had been sent, fascinating, by the Nasi to the people living in the Golan. And there were two letters. In one of them it said, "Bechorektiv v'shapir be'apai u'be'apei chavrai musval shata taltin yumin." So it is correct in my eyes and the eyes of my friends here, my colleagues on the court, to add to this year 30 days. But in another letter that he found from the Nasi, ubechorektiv v'shvar b'afyan uba'pei chavraye musafa al shata yera yom. Instead of saying 30 days, he said a month worth of days. So man yom etlat in yomi, if you had the letter, and we take that as authoritative, that said 30 days. So obviously that holds that Adar HaRishon is the Tosefet. So then that means that that Nasi was writing that the 30 days, Adar HaRishon is always 30 days. So this month is now, we added the month of 30 days. Whereas Man Yom HaYerach Yomi, if you hold it's only 29 days, which is the way we would call a Yerach, so then he holds Adar HaSheni is Tosefet, because they only added 29 days. So that means that, okay, we view this as an addition. Addition is minus. So this was so whichever one is the addition, is just additive to the year is 29. So if you say we added 30, it means that we made the first Adar really 30 days. Says the Gemara, why does it prove anything? Even had a let shma mina klum, you can't get anything from there. Because the Gersh should be like this. The Yomer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achav Rabbi Yudin Gizure Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, it has nothing to do with the question of which is the Eli Olam. Adar Samach L'Nisan Chaser, we always make as a rule that L'Chatchila, the Adar closest to Nisan will be Chaser, the Adar Risha is Mole. But also Shnei Chadashim U'Barim, in cases where B'diavad, they went ahead and made two Malayim, Iber as HaRishon V'lo Iber as HaSheni V'lo Iber as HaRishon, or even if they inverted things, and they changed Adar Sheni to be 30 days, and they made Adar Rishon to be 29 days, it wouldn't make any nafkamina, because B'diavad, it would still be kosher, in which case there's no raya that the nafkamina between the two letters was whether the Adar Rishon was the Taisvis, or the Adar Sheni was the Taisvis. And you're assuming that what it means is, so we have now defined Adar Rishon as an extra month, and therefore it's 30 days. That's what you're assuming it means. No. Both letters could have been referring to Adar Sheni, and they're therefore not being medayik which one is the Tosefta. It's just that in one they kept the standard rules, that Adar HaSamach L'Nisan is Chaser, and in one they didn't. That's all. Whether they inverted it or whether both of them were Malay, for whatever reason, it wouldn't have worked out to just keep it Chaser. They made a Malay. How do you know that that means that they were viewing which Adar they were being Ma'adar? That doesn't make sense. Because since B'diavad would be kosher, so maybe that's what it's talking about over here. Maybe they made Adar Rishon Chaser. Who knows? It could be a reference to either ways in the Tosafot. Tony, it says in the Brizer, Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, mitzvot ha-na'agot b'adar ha-sheni, enan na'agot b'adar ha-rishon. So if you have now a shana mu'uberet, so none of the mitzvot, including Kriyas Megillah, Mishloach Manos, the Arba Parshas, Matanas Lavyeni, all of these things are only yotzei in adar sheni, not adar rishon. The only thing that applies across the board in both months is Hesped and Tainus. Chutz, but Hesped and Tainus. Shein Shomim Bezeh Bezeh. We ask that in both months. And as we spoke about yesterday, there's a halacha that the way the Sab Sefer learned. There's a halacha of Zecher Lenes, which one should be Mizdaris to make, which is not important. Stam halacha Zecher Lenes. Rebaba and Rebbe Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rebbe Simon, and B'Shem Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi Paskin. Halacha b'shem ben Gamliel. Halacha meaning officially, you get up and you pass in that la halacha in the drasha. Reb Chuna Rabba the Tziporim says that no, it was that hinig Rabbi Chanina the Tziporim like Reb Shem ben Gamliel. Lo amar lahinig la halacha lo. And we see many times there's an afkamina between hinig and getting up and darshaning it. If you're darshaning it, you're saying this is definitively the halacha. I mean, go out for all circumstances. Psak, he wasn't making a psak. And he didn't want to be meira halacha that way. If somebody would come, he need means, if somebody would come and say, this is the way we do it, is it okay? Fine, do what you want. If that's the way you do it, that's the way you do it. We didn't come to a definitive psak. There was no vote invested in that. You can do it that way if you want. Ava, Le'inyan shtorot, I'm getting back now to that, this continuation of that braisa. Le'inyan shtorot, so even though the gabi kriyas ha-megillah, we view Adar Sheni as the main Adar. So you would think if that's the case, if a guy writes Adar, Stam, in a contract, so then by definition you mean the main Adar, which is Adar Sheni. But Le'inyan shtorot, kotvim Adar HaRishon v'Adar HaSheni, that what you would write is, you would write in which Adar you're talking about, Ela Shekotvin Adar HaSheni Tinyanin, that what we hold over here is, both of the months are called Adar. The only thing is that Adar Sheni you call the secondary Adar. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar Sheni, you don't write that. You just write the letter Tuf with a little connection on it, you know. Vidaya, just write the second. And that means, that implies that it's the additional. But you don't call it Adar. So in other words, when it comes to Gabi Shtarot, we view it as a secondary addition to the month. So it's the secondary month. It's not, certainly not the Iker. And we saw already that the only reason that we do Adar Sheni, it's not because we relate it as the Iker Adar, but because we want to be Mismagula Lagula, but that's a different halacha. Now, Tamanta Ninam, we learn now in the Mishnah, and the reason we're calling it Taman is because this is Mishnah Shkolim, is that Ein Bein Adar Rishon LeAdar HaSheni, meaning there's no difference between the 14th and the 15th of these 2 months, Ela Kriyat HaMegillah Matanot Lev Yonim, which were not Noyeg in Adar Rishon. And Rabbi Simon, Hashem Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, explains that, wait, there's also Afshi Moshe calling the Kalayim Yesh Baneh. If Echad B'Adar as Alokha of reading or announcing the dinim of the Shkolim, and that also you're supposed to take your lion out of your field, and that's the Mishnah Shkolim, which is why we're saying Tanina Taman, and we just had it here, but we want to now compare it to the other things mentioned in the Mishnah there. So in the beginning of Shkolim, it says, Be'echad B'Adar Mashmiyim Ala Shkolim, and on the Kilayim. So that din is said on Adar Sheni and not on Adar Rishon. And that has to be pointed out as well. Omer Reb Yosef V'Yeus. Of course, it's only rational. That's because, I mean, it's over there, it's a logistical necessity. Klum Omru Mashmiyim Ala Shkolim. What was the reason that they said to announce Shkolim Be'echad B'Adar? Lo Kadesh Yavis Rosh Hashanah Bo Natan. Is not the whole point that it should be ready now for transportation to Yerushalayim to bring for the Truma Chadasha, which is in Nisan. So why the heck would I add another one? It should be now 60 days before Nisan. Because it's a Chodah, it's a Shana Mu'ber, it's now I need more time. Why do I need more time? So obviously it's really not a Din and Adar, it's a Din 30 days before. And in this case it would be the Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon. Im Omerat Ba'adar Rishon. I mean, if you want to some magically say it's Kavuat Yom Rishon, so then Iat Kedon Eat Peshat Shitin Yomim. Why are you providing him now 60 days? We don't need 60 days. On the contrary, 60 days makes it more problematic because the more time you give people, the less likely it is to get done. So you're going to be geirin the opposite of what you're trying to achieve. You're trying to make it. Okay, this is your last opportunity. It's time to bring people to the last opportunity.
Plenty of time. Don't worry about it.
So because of that, you'll end up with the Richie phenomenon. There must be a gas station up ahead.
So. Yeah.
We all know about that one. Yeah. Who hasn't been Diksha? Huh? That's amazing dogma. Okay, so you certainly don't need more than Shishim Shani. And the Kalayim, same logic. Why did they say to go out to the Kalayim Be'echad B'Adar? The whole point is because Bezdin, the Baalim are not Iker the Kalayim. What am I going to be Iker? I can't tell the difference between one shoot and another shoot. So it comes already this time of the year. It's close to the spring. Now it's getting to be clear what is Kalayim and what isn't. So over there we have the 15th, if the Baalim didn't respond on the 1st, so that Bezdin goes out, rips out the Kilayim, and so on. How can I do that a month before? I mean, one of the reasons that we're being Ma'abed HaShana is because it needs to be it needs to be consonant with the solar year, and obviously the seasons, the heat, and the growth is going to be dependent on the solar year. So therefore, of course, it should go according to the second Ada, which is Tamuz Nisan. Im Omer Adval Arishon Ad Gedolin Anikiki. If you're going to try to tell me that I should halachically make it an Ada Rishon for some reason, then they're going to be too small. They're not going to be Makir the Kilayim, which undoes the whole point. The whole point was that Bezdin should take responsibility if the Balaam don't do it. And, I mean, not only take responsibility, but in the end, wreck their fields for them, basically. And, you know, tried lots of different things.
Get the message.
I mean, first the guy said, oh, great, Bezdin will do it for us. That's wonderful.
And
they start throwing it out now. That's fine. Everybody's doing it, so who cares if it's us? Okay, so clearly that's our logistical halakhas are clearly going to be dependent on close to Nisan.
Including for the animal. Second year.
No. That we said you don't have a raya for.
Oh, we're leaving that out of this.
Yeah.
We're not including that.
No. This is only the guy in the Mishnah Shkolim. Mishnah Shkolim doesn't talk about it. Okay, can we continue a little bit? It's only been 12 minutes. A few minutes? Prefer not to? Ein ben yom tilu Shabbos aloha nevish bovad. Ein ben Shabbos yom kippur melech shesed zdona bidei adam shesed zdona bikaret. Now, Tani, we know in the Brisa, it says, b'shem Reb Yehuda, haf makshir aloha nevish. The Bavli points out, the Mishnah doesn't seem to add up according to Reb Yehuda because he's chelek. Ma b'neim, when we talk about makshir aloha nevish, what do you mean exactly? Well, Reb Chisda yomer, Reb Chisda, Reb Chisda yomer, the difference would be, let's have a chadei rosh shel shpud in here. He would be matir to take a shpud, which is a raw piece of wood, and to carve it into place so you could fit it into your barbecue. And now, basically, you're making a kli. So you're even allowed to make a kli on yant.
Shpud isn't metal?
Not necessarily. No. It's raw pefarish, like I've been talking, and so on. Which okay. So, Adarav is in Barzal there as possible because it gets all hot, so it broils instead of. Tony Reb Yehuda, whereas Reb Chanina, Reb Evu argues, he says, oh, no. The nafkamina would be, Hotiesh Miavonim Binin. The question is whether you have to use your pilot light, or you could make a fire with using a lighter. So, but to be Machadig Rosh Hashanah Shpud, over there you're talking about. A new Isser, that's a CS Kli. Over there, Reb Yehuda would be made at, what didn't he like? The part about the fire? The part about the Shpud, what didn't he like? Let lecha ela kahada. What you have to say is, that look, it does say, Beferish ein mashkizin et hasakin. Aval mechiyah gabei chavreta. You do things the normal way. So you have to be sharp, and we had back in Bates, you have to sharpen a knife. You can sharpen a knife by rubbing one knife on another, but you can't take out a sharpener and use the sharpener. So that means that, why? Because then you'd actually be making a kli. Making a kli is aser. So that means even aliva and omer b'chestai dribyudahi. That over there was going even on the dribyudah's matir, makshire yorchon nefesh. He's made a, that you can't make a kli, which would be an iser d'oraisa. So apparently Reb Chisda himself was made that aliva to Reb Yehuda, it's usher. So how can Reb Chisda here say that even it's mutter to go ahead and to make a shpud? Isn't that the same thing? That's what he was saying. Huh? That's what you're saying. How could that be what you're saying? If you yourself were made back in Beitza, that's nothing. Domer Reb Yehuda v'shem Shmuel. Divrei akohi k'dei la'avir sham nuni she'alea. Once already we brought this story before, we're saying that this Machlokas Reb Yehuda, Reb Chisda, is what it says in the Mishnah, you can rub one knife against the other, that's going according to the Chachonim as well. That's not true, that's only been Reb Yehuda only. And over there, the reason that they're matrit is to clean the knife, not to sharpen the knife. And that's mutter, even, and that's not called a malach at all. So that would be mutter only with the Chachonim. Kol elo b'yontiv. Ain't Zarona b'Shabbat, but it says in the Mishnah that any shvus is aser. So over there, the Mishnah says, and that's true even on Yontif, Kol Shekein Nerasa on Shabbos. And then, as a continuation, it says Ain Bein Yontif l'Shabbos Ela Ochol Nefesh Bilvad. In other words, but according to this, all Shvusim would be the same. So is that true? There's so many other things. See, I thought you were talking about Mamish Malachas. Now you're talking about everything. There's tons of things that are different. Even in none. Well, you're saying, these are the only ones. These are the nafkaminas between Shabbos and Yontif. Vayistacharonin, I can think of a lot of different things. For instance, I mean, how about Skila? Skila of Shabbos, ain't Skila of Yontif. How about Koris? Skoras on Shabbos, ain't Koris beyond. I mean, don't say that. The next mission already talks about that in terms of Yom Kippur. How about Malkus? Malkus beyontif, but there's no Malkus on Shabbos, because if you do Malacha on Yontif, you're Loike. And if you do a Malacha on Shabbos, so since it's a Lav Shinita Nazareth Mises Bezdin, even if the guy didn't give you an Azor for Misa, he gave an Azor for Malkus, it doesn't work. Because a Lav Shinita Nazareth Mises Bezdin on Bechayim Malkus. Why isn't that an Afghanim? It's good Nafghanimina. In Tamar, if you want to try to tell me, that the only nafkaminas that it's talking about are not nafkaminas in onashim. Nafkaminas in the malachas of oichal nefesh. Even that is not true, but it's the same. For instance, how about the Mishnah that says, Votanan, in the mashchilin perot derech aruba biyom tov, avalo b'shabbat. So, over there you're allowed to throw down perot through a roof opening. So why isn't that mentioned as a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? That has to do with Ochel. Ochel, you should have said that. How about this one? Vod Min Hada is another nafkamina on things that, like, let's say, Shofakin Atze Besomim Lamila B'Yom Tov Avalo B'Shabbos. You're allowed to grind up the various herbs that you need for refuah, for the tinoik, for a mila, but you can't do that on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yossi, but this is v'hu shemal. This is only if you already did it. Well, we're being matur, we're not being matur doing shkika for this purpose, which is not achila, and do it like achila. If once it is that you already did the mila without having the refuah, so then we're matur. V'od min ha'abayim, why didn't list that difference? V'od min ha'ada, how about this one? Morim chachomim, that when it comes now to the Machlokas of Rebbe Meir chachomim, whether it's mutter to open up, remember the shayla over there, somebody has closed something up with bricks, whether it's mutter to take them out in order to get to the food, various Mishnayos over there talking about what type of things you're allowed to open. You put it in loosely and so on. So it says over there that Morim Chacham Rabbi Meir, Bechotamot Shebekarka, that if you have over here things that are closed on ground level and they're tied together with ropes and things, Shemifakfakin, you're allowed to move them around, Umafkin, and then you can take apart the rope in order to allow them not to fall apart. Umatirin v'chotrin, or you can untie the knot or cut it when it comes to yontif. But b'shabbos, it should say mifakfakin umatirin avolo mafkin v'chotrin. Of course, you can't untie it and you can't cut it. Why don't you mention that? That's an afkamina. He's about to run. We're almost finished. Ubekelin b'shabbos mutter. And Zarchon or Beyontif. If you're talking about doors on a aron, on a kelim, on a box, that's mutter even on Shabbos, Koshkin and Yontif. So I don't understand why you're leaving everything else out. Okay, you don't. Good. Next. Okay, we'll continue.